and then you have two more that you have coming to you. So,
okay. So we will pick up as you are coming very close to the edge of the forest. We're going to say that you have about a mile left to go before you hit the town of Kleesaddle. Let me find my notes real quick.
I'm going to do Mage Hand and Chill Touch. I pulled them in.
Okay.
I'll add it to the thing, too.
All right. As you are walking through, the forest is beginning to thin out a little bit. But the wolves begin howling again.
Really want us to fight these wolves.
Did we make it to the Kleesaddle? No?
You're just about there. It's just over the next ridge, according to Flint.
How much time does it take us to get there if we run?
Probably, I don't know. How fast can you run a mile? You're about a mile away.
4 minutes and 50 seconds.
Some of you, anyway.
And they're 4 minutes, world record.
Yeah, yes. I'm not under 4 minutes.
Can you run a mile in 450 seconds?
In high school, my PR was like 450. I was insanely fast. It was stupid.
Yeah. Wow.
And I wasn't even the best. Like my school was like a running school.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I knew. It was just down the block, and so I ran.
I can manage if other people can run, for sure. I'm not that fast, probably. But.
Are they close? Like, do they sound close?
They are close, or something's close. You see a flash of a dark shape through the trees. You are definitely being stalked. You see a flash of eyes. And those of you with the with night vision, you unmistakably see the shape of a large wolf. And it bounds in and out of your peripheral vision. It's circling you. And, of course, you're getting quite uneasy about this. But then, Flint, you feel a familiar dull warmth against your chest, and a faint blue glow is emanating through the coarse fabric of your shirt.
That's unusual, I muttered to myself.
Is it my boy?
Is that when I see the wolf?
As it's getting closer, that's when it begins to glow. Your moon pendant is glowing with a pale blue light.
When it sees the wolf?
As it approaches, it's getting stronger.
I'll step out into the path.
You hear a growl that rolls across the ground like thunder. And all of a sudden, the huge form of the gigantic wolf vaults from behind a rock, and it leaps onto your chest, knocks you down. And you expect to feel teeth rip your throat out. But instead, you feel the warm wetness of a big tongue licking your face.
Yes. And yeah, Flint. Well, I don't know if he's got that. He can kind of like let his pendant out to show the wolf.
You recognize this wolf, and she recognizes you. And you haven't seen her for a long time.
Oh, I gotta get in the game. Whoops.
You can't see the wolf.
Yeah, I gotta get in one sec.
I'll be honest, sometimes I forget to get in the game too.
Puppy.
Friend of yours, I take it.
I don't know yet, I gotta get in the game.
I also thought this was my boy Aristandros for a second there.
I thought so, possibly, yep, too.
I was like, oh, Moon Pendant, here we go.
Get the right password.
22.
Aristandros was Mike's temp character when he blew himself up.
One of my temp characters.
Well, yeah,
I have a problem.
Your temp characters, yeah.
He was like a
loading
20
in here.
Boomkin awesome thing. I can't remember what I did with him. He was super cool though.
He was like a druidish thing.
But... He was a specific type of druid. He was like a splinter druid who like had animal parts as part of his true form, and he was awesome. Michael and I talked about it, like we didn't even build him all the way out. We're like, he's just gonna like be badass and can do anything, and we're not going to actually legitimately play him. We're just going to like have him around to help.
He's just like a quasi NPC.
Yeah, he's basically a god.
Do you want to see the wolf again?
Okay. Yeah, I do. I'm on board. Oh my god. You kind of notice a look on Flint's face of just abject kind of surprise, like, yeah, we'll stop there.
I also imagine that like everyone else is ready to hurl spells at this wolf or weapons.
Oh yeah, Flint can yell, hold, and I'm sure I know this wolf's name, but you might need to text it to me, Michael.
I can just tell you, her name is Luna.
Oh, Luna. Luna the wolf. yeah, you'll just hear me saying that. Luna. Okay. Got it.
A woman steps quietly from the tree line. And her movements are graceful but cautious. She has auburn hair that's braided tight against the cold. She's got two pointed ears. She's wearing a tight-fitting hide armor, and she has pale green eyes that are scanning the party, getting a measure of each of you. She also, like Flint, has a glowing crescent moon around her neck. And she's holding a longbow that's drawn tight with an arrow knocked, but when her eyes meet yours, Flint, there is a flicker of recognition, and she relaxes immediately and shoulders her bow. And she smiles ever so slightly and says, "It's been a while, Flint. How have you been?"
Everyone's hot.
Yeah, everyone's hot. Damn
these sexy D&D characters. What the heck? This is AI generated.
No.
So good.
How have I been? I didn't even think to ask that question until I saw you, Artemis.
It's been a while. You look
it's healthy. Been a real long time. I've got a few more scars. And I grin.
Well, as much as I'd love to...
No, go ahead.
Wait. Did you say you grin?
Yeah, I grin. I've got a few more scars. I've
seen him smile in 63
sessions. Literally.
Literally
this
never.
Is the first time.
Sorry, I'll give Roth an eyebrow.
Roth doesn't understand.
Sorry, I'll give a little eyebrow.
Roth's wisdom, is it? Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I think that would be very noticeable. I think you notice, like, a pretty substantial shift of, like, still quiet, still introverted, but gives an actual grin.
attempting and enjoy.
Kind of like this. Yeah, I don't know.
She says,
is he happy or is he in pain?
You'll have to introduce me.
Sorry, I think I was hearing Michael.
David asks, is Flint happy or is he in pain?
We never know.
Yeah, it's about right.
After a while, you learn to interpret the grunts.
Yeah, I'd be happy to introduce you. Although, yeah, I'll just introduce you. This is
Artemis. She says, I'd recommend we talk while we move. There are other wolves about, and they're not nearly as friendly as Luna.
Let's be on our way, and I'll be vigilant while moving, as I do. So I'll introduce her first before I talk. This is exactly the kind of thing. All right, I gotta turn it down. Do you even see a hint of water in Flint's eyes? You might, if you look just close enough.
It's the wind.
This is Artemis. I don't even know what to say about Artemis, but let's just start with that. And this is Zariel, Roth, Aluni, and Noctis, who we just met. You didn't happen to be traveling with Noctis, did you? Were you?
No, I think I would have had the pleasure.
Huh. What brings you here? I'm sure you want to ask me the same, but have you talked to Aristandros?
I have, actually. He was the one who sent me. I didn't know you were familiar with him. He's a bit above our pay grade, usually.
Yeah. Did I mention those additional scars? Yeah. There's been some big surprises afoot. I imagine you heard about Amathar? Did we burn down Amathar?
Yeah, good job.
I was like, Waypoint, have you heard about Amathar?
That's a small mining town, right? No, I haven't.
Well, our party happened to be involved in shutting down a sun shrine. Exploding the sun shrine, killing Roth over here. And meanwhile, we had a little adventure in another dimension. And now Roth is back with us. And, oh yeah, we saw Aristandros as part of that.
Lariel sends a message, to Flint and is like, being a little forthcoming, Flint.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't have a choice. Like, I'll say that. I can say that in my head, right? Or no, I have to say it out loud.
No, I think...
No, you can respond.
You'll respond to me specifically. It can be in your head, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you don't have a choice. So we're all moving. Are we all moving together?
Yep.
Yeah.
What say you've been walking?
I was just going to say, much like Aristandros, I owe a large debt to Artemis. Well, you know, we've all saved our lives a number of times already in just the last couple of weeks, but Artemis did that for me and then some. I'm not sure I can ever repay her or Aristandros, but I think we're in the right state of mind to do what we can. We're moving in the right direction, I guess I would say. So, Aristandros visited us when we accidentally, on purpose, fell into the other dimension. There's something huge happening that I know will involve Roth and Zariel. And shockingly, probably me.
It's gratifying to have found you, and is most definitely concerns you. Or if it doesn't concern you, I imagine you want it to. Because I have bad news, Flint. The creature is back. At least as far as I can tell.
And I think you see a glint, another glint across Flint's eyes, which is pretty much the realest fear you've seen so far. Amongst everything that we've done, Flint's been kind of like another day in the office. And at this mention, he shrinks down a little bit, shakes his hand. It just says, how? I guess... Yeah, how?
Near as I can tell, it makes the rounds. I've been tracking it for some time now. Across the spine, if you can believe it.
How have you stayed out of its path?
It seems to have a purpose. It doesn't seem to be caring about anything but moving at the moment, at least not until recently. If it knew of my existence, it didn't care. But as you know, the last thing you want to do is think the creature isn't aware of you.
Have you seen these wolves? We just ran into them and hid rather than face them.
I've had a run-in. Luna took one of them down. I got another in the eye with an arrow.
Yeah, as you would. They have a strange dark energy. And it's not unique. We've seen it before. Yeah. With a different kind of monster. I'm not sure if it's going to share traits with our beloved creature. But who knows? I've seen a lot that I didn't know about before, so maybe they're related. Or not. I don't know.
Do we know about this creature? I remember that... when we saw each other's bad memories... Did we actually see each other's bad memories, or was that the players finding out about the bad memories?
Players, I think. Oh no. Well, yeah, that's a good question.
You did share a bit of the moment that you had, that psychic moment.
Yeah. It was all shared, but it started from when Flint, I'll do a recap for everybody's thing, but it started from when Flint was limping, scarred, sickly. Yeah. Younger, clearly injured, and slow. But he was leaving more or less the forested wastelands outside of a settlement. And when he walked into that settlement, it was destroyed. Everybody was killed, and there is essentially a pile of bodies. Just, I don't know how high. Basically, everyone in the village, no stone left unturned. And you got the distinct sense that Flint felt responsible.
Okay. Yeah, I remembered that, but I couldn't remember seeing like what did it. Okay, well, putting two and two. Talk later.
Yes, Kelly is so sweet. I love it. Yeah. We can talk about that.
What? Says,
where are you headed? And Ari sent you here?
He did. He's been in the area himself. Must be why you met him. He's been investigating a rot, some kind of infestation, dark energy.
We're dead.
Yeah, it seems to be here. We're not here to discover what's happening with that, but if we can, we'll help.
You have to.
But no, I haven't seen him. I can actually contact him if you believe it. I don't know if you can probably do the same, but I have not availed myself of that option as of yet.
She raises her hand and there's a little carved effigy of a bear. She says, one of these perhaps.
Yeah, Flint will take his out of his pocket. And then he's going to reach out and he's going to like put his hand on top of hers when she's holding the bear. And he's going to say, yes, like that.
Mike, you're killing me here.
Well, all right. This, David, this is so beyond anything we could have expected from Reed's character. This is delightful. I'm having soup.
We're in a new world now. It's a new world. Maybe. A little less bleak than it was, just before. Wow.
After the two of you share your special moment, she kind of remembers herself a little, and she explains that she is heading toward Kleesaddle because Arisandro suggested that she meet with somebody who passes through there from time to time, somebody who knows the area well. And may be able to help her track this creature. Yes, Mike.
Is this Sheila's new character?
Artemis is, yes.
Thank you.
I feel bad that we found this out when she's not here. But
I mean, it was
kind of. It kind of works because, because I can speak for her better than. Than Sheila can. So
it's probably fair. It works out.
As long as we take good notes, send them.
I'm sorry to spoil it, but I was like, it's important to know. I think.
Kleesaddle.
Yes. There's.
So Noctis is looking for a firestormer, and you're also here going in the same direction as we are. And I will say, we did not talk to Arisandros about this. We're on another errand.
Another errand.
Indeed.
More important than this?
He laughs again. Probably not for me, but Maybe for the world, yeah. I'm too small,
sorry, bro.
I'm too small for this kind of stuff as well. Above my pay grade, just like yours. But I'm very curious about what you've learned about this creature. Very curious.
When we get into town, we'll part ways. I need to go to a tavern called the Switchback Rest. That's where this man is supposed to hang his hat when he's in town. If I'm lucky and he's here, I'll make contact with you again. Where are you planning on staying? And I'll tell you that Swanger had recommended a place called the Rolling Oak.
Wasn't a loony recommending us a place or whatever?
Yes, Swanger is a friend of
a loony. Oh, that's the guy.
Yep.
Okay.
He said that they have the best ale in town, and he should know because he's the guy who provides it.
Okay. We're sitting at the Rolling Poke. Did I get it right?
Rolling Oak, you said, right?
Rolling Oak. I don't know. Yeah, Rolling Poke. I like that.
Rolling Poke now.
I meant Oak. Rolling Oak.
It's Rolling Poke. It's going in the notes.
And Flint flushes a little bit. Which, again, I don't think you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oak.
What are you trying to
do? Yeah, that makes sense. But I do hope to run into you again. Surprised to see you in the first place. But not surprised, you're on an equally important mission.
I will definitely come by tonight. And she puts her hand on your face and says, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Nor would I.
All right, so.
And what'd she do? She takes off?
As she's saying this, you crest the final small hill and finally lay your eyes on the town of Cleesaddle. And so this town perches on a knife edge of a towering cliff. Even from this distance, through the gloom and the gently falling snow, you can see lantern-lit streets that glow invitingly. Let me show you what you're looking at.
And are we right there?
So cute.
You're coming up.
Have we seen this before?
Be on the left side. No.
Okay, this is like straight from my brain.
Okay. I have, just so you know, Mike, I've got more dialoguing to do before we get in or on our way in. So if we want to get in there, we can, but Flint's going to say a few more things.
Now is perfectly fine. I'll just describe what you're seeing a little bit.
Okay.
So here, basically, you're at the height of the steeps. And from here, you can see most of the way down the slope from whence you came to the south and the foothills that you travel through. And far off to the south, you can see just the faintest orange glow of border town sunshine. But looking back to Cleesaddle, from here, you have a pretty good view of the switchbacks and the great elevator, which allow travelers with coin to ascend the cliff from below, basically from the gauntlet, which is the gorge that runs through this area. This is how most travelers who have coin and nothing to hide, that's how they travel. It's the safest route. So go ahead if you want to, if there's anything else you wanted to say.
Yeah, Flint's just going to drop back and walk next to Zariel. He's going to hold his breath. Do you ever feel like there's some people you didn't think you'd ever see again?
Yeah, you met
Maybe him. Like Hilden? Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Seems like you care about each other.
I did. At one point. It's like seeing a ghost out of your past that's suddenly in front of you. Feels like a shock, for sure.
Well, if it's a ghost that can make you smile, maybe that's a good thing.
Is it? I've spent a lot of time being by myself. No party. I am the party. I'm the fucking party. People hire me to help them. And now you're here, and Roth, dumbass as he might be sometimes, I don't know. This isn't what I was expecting. I just feel caught up in the whole thing.
Well, as someone who can basically never go home, I'm happy that you have a party now. Because I think we all need some home somewhere. And there's enough party to go around if you want Artemis to be a part of that too.
Maybe talking to her tonight will help, but she's always had her own business. I don't think we ever had the chance to talk, but you saw her moon pendant matching mine.
Hard to miss, yeah.
Yeah. It's Order of the Moon Goddess. Maybe it's a little less dangerous to say so now that there's two of us and Aristandros. But,
It's a pretty on the nose, you know. I'm shocked, you know, that the moon pendant led to that.
You know,
she seems more freely than you do, though.
Well, let's say she has higher standing than me. She's an adept woodsman. And I wouldn't think she has much to fear. And I don't think she's running in circles like I ran. You know, I had to make a living. She was making a living. But she also nursed me, trained me, really changed the direction of my life. So it's, again, I guess that's all I can really say.
Yeah. Zariel's like having trouble looking Flint in the eyes a little bit, I think. And she's just like, well, let's see what happens. Maybe our paths are converging for a reason.
Maybe. And he kind of gives you a little grin, too. Maybe.
She grins back.
Aluni comes up and she kind of punches you in the ribs a little bit and pulls you down. She whispers quite loudly. She's like, she's pretty.
Well, everyone in this world's hot. We've established this.
Yeah. She...
Yeah, Flint, she's pretty. She is. But hey, we've got it back no matter what.
Surrounded by a wealth of beauty. Like I said, never expected this.
Well, shall we go to the Rolling Poke?
That is
too on the should. Too on the I mean, I'm known for my stealth, not my subtlety.
Noctis is like, what are these people doing?
When you guys started talking about like falling in another dimension and having to save the world, he's like a couple steps away with them, but I don't really know them.
Hey. Yeah, well, Flint wasn't talking to you anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I assume that Roth would walk next to Noctis and engage in some other conversation potentially.
Yeah, that's what I think was going on.
Roth also doesn't have like a lot of like give a shit about romance or anything like that. So
yeah, I don't think Roth even noticed, if I'm being honest.
Roth probably didn't notice. He's a charismatic guy, but a wisdom bucket. So yeah.
Well, Flint's a little perplexed. He doesn't know what to think, so. He said all the things that he knows what to think and say, and that's about it. But he will side-eye Zariel as well. As they walk silently into town.
I think to break the tension, Zariel will put like an arm around Aluni's shoulder and an arm around Flint's shoulder like this. Because one of those was taller. Just be like, we're a party now. Let's go.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Roth throws up a little bit. It's like in his mouth.
And then we all start skipping.
It's a little throwing up. Like, it's not his game.
Dude, these people went into a fucking dagger for you.
Yeah.
I can still not understand complex emotions.
Yeah, I kind of get it. You're a little bit like
early childhood scarring.
What doesn't everybody have to like?
I think that there's got to be in my mind some parallel for Noctis and Roth being about the same age. I don't know, both living in not the best setup of their early formative years. Something in my brain from there at probably a later time.
You can all say hello to you.
Meow.
Hi, cat.
My familiar.
All right, so you guys pull up to the Rolling Oak Inn. And let's bring you in the door there.
Where's Devlin?
Stop it.
I recognize this place.
Gotta look at the names quick to see if any of them have names.
Yeah, patron.
They don't.
Bar patron.
This is such a cool map.
Yeah, because he learned from last time. He's not going to do that again.
The last time we went into a tavern, one of the characters was named a guy that we were like trying to hunt down, basically.
Yeah.
And we're like, he's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just walked in and recognized him, like, oh, there you go.
And Michael goes, his back is to you, and he's got a hood. You can't tell who he is. And we said, I can't wait.
Yeah. Player perception.
A little metagame in there.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is by far the nicest inn/tavern that you as a group of adventurers have been to so far on your travels.
Most places are pretty dingy. This one has got a beautiful swath of stonework, clearly dwarven made. Everything appears to be kept up well. The people here certainly look like they mean business, since this is a town for hunters and trappers, but everyone seems to be nice enough. One of them kind of nods at you as you walk in the door. You see a mix of mostly humans and dwarves, but there is a tiefling sitting across with her back to a barrel, watching you as you enter. There's a gnome and a halfling listening to the music. So, yeah, kind of a motley crew of people in here.
Should we get some rooms and some food?
Yeah. Aluni leads the way. This is her spot. Goes up to... Well, there's no host or hostess here, so she probably goes up to the bartender. Does she recognize anybody in here, including the bartender she's talking to?
Well, you can give me a history check.
I'm not on her sheet. I don't think I have it under me.
I can do it.
Okay.
Hey, Kelly, thanks.
She has a plus 11 history. Jesus.
She knows everything.
Shit.
Literally, does she know anybody in the town?
She knows everybody in this room.
Yeah. And by the way, my pendant is back tucked inside. My bear is put away. Everything is back as it should be.
Okay, good, good, good. Your emotions are back down your throat.
Hood's up.
I got it. Classic. Dodging candlelight.
Chasing the place out a little bit. Looking around. Although, there's definitely... Definitely still some shock on Flynn's face. And it's kind of like he's got to like shake himself to kind of get back in the groove of his
distracted
of his MO.
And my real question for Flint is like, is his voice a little hoarse from talking so much? Like, is that like, you know, that was a lot of talking for him.
I mean, honestly, it feels a little hoarse, so yes.
Yeah, you need something to wash it down.
Absolutely.
All right, so with a roll of 30,
stupid number.
Aluni comes in, and she kind of scans the place, and when her eyes alight on the barkeep, she gets a bright look on her face and she runs over. She says, "Oscar? Oscar! Didn't think I'd see you here." And he takes one look at her and says, "Aluni!" And he runs around the bar and immediately gives her a big bear hug and picks her up.
Who is this person?
Oh, sorry. Here, guys, come in. Meet Oscar. He's a good friend of mine from Hikarakon.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. I don't say anything.
Awesome.
I'm going to have Kenna like on my shoulder.
All right.
Forgetting about her and needs to get more with her.
I
think I can summon her.
You can summon her now. Oh, and something cool. If you click on Kenna and then hover over Zariel and press the J key, something cool should happen. She is now riding on your shoulder, or she should anyway. And as you move Zariel, she should follow.
Okay.
Yeah, there we are.
Cute. But she's at 5. Am I 5 foot five? Or
yes, whatever. I think so.
That's funny.
All right. So, yes, she makes, Aluni starts to introduce you. This is my friend Zariel. And this is her pseudo dragon, Kenna. And this is my friend Noctis. He's new. Just met him, but he's pretty cool. And then here's my friend Flint. Don't let his scowls fool you. He's actually a big softie. Saved everybody's lives a couple times. And the guy in the back who's just still looking around, he's Roth.
Awesome. Aluni did ask, like, what's he doing here?
Ah, okay. He says, oh, well, you know, got a little tired of living in the city. You know how they are, the mountain dwarves. They're always so rude compared to everyone else. I know it's, you know, the most metropolitan, cosmopolitan cities of the dwarves, but it just wasn't for me, especially without you there. What? Speaking of which, what are you doing so close? Did they lift the exile? Are you allowed to come back now? She says,
who's asking that?
The bartender.
What?
The bartender.
Oh, okay. They're asking a loony, right?
Yeah.
Can I quickly check the
bartender? What the fuck?
Sure.
I want to know actually why he left. Well, my wind side's not very
good. Okay. That's a pretty good roll. You get the feeling that he's maybe leaving something out.
Him the side eye.
Yep. Speaking of leaving things out, Aluni, she kind of kicks the stone floor a little bit and looks uncomfortable, and she says, well, you know, I'm not within the radius of, you know, do not enter or anything, so I know I'm getting kind of close to it, but you know, I'm on important business. This is the sort of thing that might be important enough that they might make an exception for me. Either that or I'm just going to have to make sure that nobody recognizes me when I get there.
That's very forthcoming to a bartender.
Very forthcoming. Sorry, I'll send
them. Clearly good friends.
In the party and says, can we all stop fucking telling everyone what we're doing?
give me, all of you guys, give me a perception check.
Hey, I didn't say exactly what we're doing.
True.
We do know we're important. We just done.
Let's see.
One.
Nice.
Don't know anything.
Roth and his six.
I can't see it. Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't see it either.
I can see him.
You don't have to reveal it. You don't have to reveal it. I believe you.
Okay. The rest of you roll pretty decently, but Noctis, you notice at first, you clock a gnome sitting in the corner here. He seems to recognize, since we did roll a 30 on the history, he seems to recognize Aluni, and he's glaring daggers at her.
Oh, no.
Point of order, I can't actually even see that I rolled anything, let alone what I rolled.
I've got, we have certain checks, insight, perception, I think maybe investigation. Basically things where you don't know what you don't know are secret.
Oh, I'm not supposed to see my rolls. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't know if it's good, if you have good insight or shit insight.
Yeah.
I will very often reveal it, and if you guys find it annoying, I can always change that. But I do like it because you don't know if you miss something, right?
Yeah.
That's if you miss something, you don't know it.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Like,
Roth is, you know, he's playing with a candle near the entrance still. He's completely oblivious. But Noctis, you immediately noticed.
Oh, no shit.
So he's looking, this one guy, he's like angry.
He's got a big beard and he's kind of poking over the suds, looking at her. Make me an insight check, actually. Okay. He is clearly concerned about her being there. We'll put it that way.
Be right back. I can hear them.
Me too.
Okay.
Just need some water.
Here, why don't we all take a break real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Anachronus was just about to talk for the first time today. Taking a break on him.
That's all right.
He gets to think about everything.
Now he has some extra time to think about what he's going to say.
It's all snark anyway. As soon as we entered the tavern, I realized that I forgot to put any money on my character sheet when I made it. Should I put some money on, or should I just steal some money?
Okay, I'll be able to.
You can give yourself some money. I don't remember what the, you know, standard starting coin is, but yeah, go ahead and give yourself whatever you think is appropriate. I'll be right back.
What's your character in your other game? What class?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I am a Phantom Rogue.
Ooh, fun.
And I'm also a secret Tempier. Although it's not a secret from the other players because they know, or the other party members, so they know it by now. But, you know, in Curse of Strahd, it's not good to be anything vampire adjacent, so I don't tell people.
Yeah. That's kind of how, not, I guess Noctis doesn't know this yet, but that's how Zariel is. She's like the boogeyman. Race that are supposed to be have died off a while ago, basically. And the other players didn't know for a while, like a year maybe.
Yeah, they didn't know until I decided that anytime I get knocked down, I have to do a constitution check and if to decide whether my Dampier self takes over briefly in combat. So that's how they found out. So I failed my con check when I went to 0 hit points. Or near That's 0 funny. Anyway.
I like secret traits. I feel like we all did that this time.
In the same campaign, we had a flashback. And so we had to roll new characters for a supposedly one shot that turned into a 10 shot or something. And I rolled my new character up and, you know, we get in there and I say, well, you know, he's a druid and he's, you know, he looks like this, whatever. And it was, I think, probably 2 or 3 sessions before the other players figured out I was not really a druid. My character is a barbarian who just thought he was a druid. And he was the, what is the one, the type where it's like a nature barbarian? So he was the nature barbarian and he could, as his rage, he could have different rage of the different, types of animals. And so he thought that he was doing wild shape and he would just yell, wild shape, bear! And most of my characters have some kind of interesting secret thing going on.
Oh, thanks for the intel.
You just gotta say, bat! Like in what we do in the shadows.
Yes.
Bat! Bat!
One time I took the wild shape of the eagle, and I did the Rage of the Eagle. It gives you, like, extra movement around. And every time when I was the eagle, all I could do was say,
Didn't you dive off of a tall
part
of a building or something and land on somebody?
I did. I basically jumped off a giant cliff and landed right on somebody.
I love that character. He was so lovable.
Did he die?
No, it was just a flashback that we had as a interlude, like a historical context adventure for our Barovia campaign. And so he didn't die. We just completed the technically not one shot. And we came back into the present day.
Yeah, and in the present day, he's probably dead because that was, what, like 200 years prior?
Yeah.
Definitely sounds like dead.
Definitely dead. A long time. He did.
The race.
Man.
Look at that Gragas. Yeah. That just looks like Gragas, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like Gragas. Yeah. Nice.
His name is Gragor. I've just decided.
There you go. Noctis gets to say something.
Oh, hell yeah. He's going to say anything. He just was noticing this guy paying a lot of attention to Looney. So he's just moving a little closer, kind of maybe as close as he can get to the being in the line of the sight. There's not really any way to put him in the line of sight, but so that he could. He's just kind of looking back at that guy, keeping an eye on him, letting him know that he saw her watching her, and kind of blocking his view of her.
This seems to aggravate the gnome. He's kind of trying to look past you a little bit. Then he stands up in a huff and walks over to another table where he can get a better view. and his friend who is drinking with look raises his head. He's like, "What?" And then he's just going, "Okay." He goes back to his cup.
I feel like Flint is now in the line of sight.
Yeah, I was just going to go over to Flint and be like, "Hey, do you guys know this guy?" Subtly point out the gnome over there.
You'll get a short head shake.
Seems awfully interested.
Flint will look at him now.
You don't recognize him.
Yep. Okay. Well, it seems like we should be sitting down and getting some food. I think that's the best thing. Shall we? We'll sit with that guy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, let's go sit all around him in a
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Intimidating manner. Okay, let's do it. I'm down here.
Can we get some food? Are we, like, is the food getting served? Or, like, a Looney ordered some food?
Oh, yeah, he's, Oscar talks to the barmaid, sends her back to the kitchen, and she comes out with several bowls of stew.
Love it. Flynn will come too. And this is a gnome, you said?
Yes.
So Flynn will say, "This looks like a great table. Mind if we join?" I see you left your friend back there, so thought maybe you were looking for a new company.
All right. Are you trying to persuade him or intimidate him?
Well, let's go for intimidation.
Sure. Well, that's not my best thing, but yeah, sure.
No, I can intimidate.
There we go. There we go. That's what we're talking about.
You can be good cop. Okay.
Yeah, I would say Flint was saying that genuinely.
All right.
Noctis does not.
He looks up at you and says, he says, fuck off, you bigaloot.
Big what?
You got a new galoot.
Galoot. Who says galoot anymore?
Galoot?
This guy.
G-A-L-O-O-T. A galoot.
There you go.
Like in the real life, who says galoot anymore too, I guess.
I've literally never heard it.
Yeah, okay.
Flint is a galoot, so he's a big, imposing, hairy, intimidating.
Yeah.
But apparently not too intimidating to this gnome. But then he looks over, he looks angry, but then he looks over at Noctis, and that kind of tempers his response a little bit.
But we still gotta fuck off, so not too much tempered.
I'm gonna sit down.
He actually yanks out a knife. Not like pulling it out to like go after you, but he pulls out a whetstone, and the knife is fairly long, considering he's a gnome, and he just starts sharpening it idly.
Sets it on the table.
Okay. Noctis is going to look at his knife and basically, like, he's gonna take the fang, and he's going to do this thing where he tosses it up, summons it back to his hand, so it disappears into his hand and comes back into his hand, and he keeps tossing it up and it disappears, and he's like looking at the guys, the whetstone is like, yeah, I can do knife tricks too. I mean, he's not saying that, but that's the look he's given. That's his vibe. Like, your knife does not impress me.
I'm so sorry. I've had to fill out forms for my child. Are you guys just fucking with this guy in the bar? Or like looking at us? Is that what's happening?
Yeah. He was
glaring at a loony. Now literally glaring daggers.
Okay, but he was like
staring at a loony.
And then you guys decided, let's go fuck with him. Okay, I just want to make sure I'm on the same page.
Yeah, you got it right. Yep. We basically, he was looking at us and, you can either like confront the wolf or you can like climb a tree. And this time we just decided to confront the wolf.
Jesus. Well, look, this is what Noctis heard. One of his traveling companions is under exile, and another gnome is like recognizing her and staring at her. And she's like, I don't know. They might be mad for me being here because I'm really close to being exile, but I don't know. And so he's just like, no, we're not doing this.
Yeah. Very impressive, honestly. Flint, just so you know, Flint is literally being paid to protect a loony, so there's that. Yeah.
He's literally her escort bodyguard.
Flint says, this is the first time I've been inside in a long time, and this is a nice place. I think we should all...
Until you showed up.
I mean, I could say the same thing, don't you think? I think that tonight's a night that we can all settle in. What do you say? And I guess that'll be persuasion.
Right.
Sure, let's try that. Where is it? Oh yeah, this is gonna go great. Yep. This is why I don't talk to people. Yeah, it's exactly what you did think.
All right. He stops sharpening the knife and flips it around so that he's holding it business on down. He says, if you don't get out of my face, I'm going to slash your fucking throat. And as he's saying this, his eyes are continuing to flick toward Noctis a little bit.
Not sure you could reach my throat. Moment.
Oh my God. Okay. Roth is gonna go walk over and roll something persuasion right now. Let's say Roth goes over and offers the guy a beer or something. I don't know. Was his beer knocked over or something? Offers him a drink, please.
Yeah, it's half drunk on the table.
Right. All right. So when that happens, Flint's going to say, well, I see why your drinking friend didn't want to stay here. And he's going to stand up and he's going to walk over to Aluni and Zarya.
Okay, I'm rolling some persuasion. I think it's
clear to all of us that something is happening now, and so we're just watching from over here.
Oh, Aluni is completely ignorant, blissfully ignorant of this whole thing. She's catching up. She's got years to catch up with one of her best friends, so.
Yeah.
Apparently she knows all the bartenders.
Yeah, that's Fritz. In whatever the radius is of her exile, for sure.
Okay, I'm gonna roll. Jesus fucking Christ. Awful roll.
Alright. That would have been a pretty high DC. A little bit. He's going to stand up suddenly and kind of push back the table, and he's going to stomp out of the bar.
As this is happening, Zarya will kind of nudge Aluni and just like, you know, make her aware of him so she like sees what he looks like. Before he leaves.
Nice.
And just kind of interrupt them and say, you know that guy?
Noctis just turns to the rest of you and go, hey, guys, I got us a table.
Roth will shrug and walk over.
Aluni, she looks over, and when she sees the gnome who looks back at her.
So oh, he looks away. Back.
Oh, Kelly.
Yeah, it looks like Zariel Drac. Okay. Let's give her a second.
Kelly!
Welcome back.
I only was gone for like a second, and then everyone looked confused, and then I disappeared. I don't know what that was.
We are.
When Aluni sees this guy, the two of them meet eyes from across the room, and you see her get pale like you've never seen her before.
Oh, no.
She audibly swallows a little bit and kind of shrinks behind Oscar. And then he leaves.
Okay.
People are just leaving?
Yeah, he left.
How many?
Obviously, he's
just
got.
Like, just
all right, Flint will just say to Oscar, "What's his problem?"
You're gonna have to roll a persuasion check to get that out of
him. No, that's I was asking Oscar.
Oh, okay.
But I'll roll a persuasion anyway. It's gonna go really well, I'm sure. Okay, not bad.
All right. So you're asking Oscar this? What was that all about?
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm behind the scenes, Flint's a little surprised that somebody with that much animosity seemingly towards the loony is in this establishment.
He looks over, he says, oh, that cranky looking gnome guy?
Yeah.
That's Fenwick. What's his last name? Cogspinner. Fenwick Cogspinner. He's been a regular around here for longer than I've been here, anyway. Looney, though, isn't he from your neck of the woods? Isn't he one of your neighbors? And she just is eating very quickly from her bowl of stew.
Oh, doesn't say anything. Shit.
Can I get a grab a beer? What is a Looney like? Do you like
white? That has
alcohol in it.
Okay.
Oh, Looney? Yeah, Looney will eat anything.
I'll just silently pass her the beer without saying anything.
I think Flint would want
and just starts shotgunning it.
I think Flint would take the equivalent of why am I blanking? Aquavit. It's like clear spirit, but flavored with caraway and dill instead of juniper and lemon and stuff like that. Pretty strong drink for the cold-hearted and cold dwelling humans.
All right.
So he'll see if they've got any. I don't know. This is kind of dwarf country. They might just have ale, but if they got a special little aquavit, I think he'll take that.
I'm gonna roll some.
Since this is the nicest place we've been in the last 2 weeks, except for like Waypoint Manor, of course, but Waypoint Manor wasn't really. They don't have that kind of stuff. They just have wine.
When you're describing it to barmaid, she looks a little confused at first. And then Oscar calls over and says, we got something, third shelf on the back. I think we got something for him. And she kind of says, okay, I'll be right back. And sure enough, a few minutes later, she comes with a really dusty old bottle of something clear.
It's like the Malort of this world.
She pops it open, kind of smells it, and is like, whew. Okay, she puts it down in front of you.
Sweet. He'll just take a little glass. There's like, if they have them, they'll come in like this little tiny glass, and I think Oscar would find it. And so you can have like a little, maybe they would make it out of wood or something, but it's not big, you know, it's not a beer goblet that the dwarves would drink. It's just like a little fine little goblet type thing. And he'll pour one, take a sniff, and you drink the whole thing. Just that one little one.
It's passable.
But it's been a long time. I think it's been a long time since he's had anything similar, so. I'll take it.
Call out to Noctis and Roth. Hey, what are you drinking?
Nothing.
Water?
Nope. Actually, you know what? Yeah, water would be delightful. What am I saying?
A beer? Is that what Noctis said?
Yeah, Noctis wants a dark beer.
Oh!
Okay, I get a water, a dark beer, and a pink wine.
Wow.
As soon as he says that, the patron nearest to you here, he'd been kind of drowsy, and he pops his head up and says, pink wine! What is that? And then
I'll raise an eyebrow. Snoring. You had that shit. Surely you have pink wine.
She says, I'll go and look. And she's clearly annoyed. As she walks by, she says, fruity elves. Pink wine.
Who's snoring?
The patron
That's so sleepy. So sleepy.
I'll pay her double. So,
yeah. Oh, you're gonna pay. You're gonna pay for that one for sure. As she is in the back doing that, you hear a little commotion from outside. Uh-oh. Enough so that the music stops up short. And then a crew of burly dwarves stomp into the room with gusto and purpose.
Great.
These things
will so soon.
Are those? Do we recognize these dwarves?
I'm afraid you recognize these dwarves.
No, it's the guys from the that we stole the egg from.
Oh, hilarious!
Well, they didn't fucking see us, so whatever.
No, no problem. I'm not gonna pick a fight with them.
That's a good point.
And we have the egg secured.
All right.
We do.
Eggs in the bag of holding, right?
Yeah.
We're fine.
They walk into the room, and the weediest of them, what is he? He is holding a pendant that is glowing.
Uh-oh.
And he's kind of looking around.
Bag of holding.
Again in the room.
Different dimension.
Different dimension. Pine dimension, baby.
And when he sets his eye on Roth, he points.
Huh.
And the old guy, the one who had been sleeping with it under his arm, who you took it from, walks over up to you, Roth.
Right. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he says, you wouldn't happen to be in possession of a rather large avian egg, would you, boy?
Oh!
Roth, does he have his water yet?
The barmaid was on her way up to the table, and she stopped, and she's holding this water, looking rather awkward, not quite sure what to do.
Good, great. So I'll just do one of these to the dwarf guy. Can I reach it with my arm if I outstretch to grab the water?
Sure. Yep.
Grab the water.
You can move over.
I'll down it in one. Yeah, I'll down it in one, and then I'll say, I'm sorry. I was parched. One more time. What are you asking for?
Okay. I said, did you take my fucking egg?
Two things. First off, you have a lovely accent. I'm not sure exactly where that's from, but truly spectacular. Haven't heard an accent like that in my whole life. Second off, feel free to pat me down, search me. I don't know if a large egg could even fit somewhere on my person. I don't really have a lot of stuff. I've got the shield here. All right. You know, this is definitely something, but... Yeah, I'm not sure that I have an egg. But what are we talking about? Tell me when.
As you're stalling like this, there is a shot.
Dude!
Oh, did you kill someone?
And the...
Were they shooting for you? I bet they were.
Did I miss?
The glass, that glass that you're holding shatters. And you look across the room and the other dwarf who's carrying this long flintlock contraption. There's smoke drifting from the barrel. And he's putting his weapon down and reloading it. I'm going to give you one last chance, boy.
Hey, Oscar, I don't think these guys are welcome.
It was a 14 hit?
Because I mean, like, the whole thing. Yeah, well, here we go.
All right, I think we better roll initiative.
I smack him in the face with the shield.
All right. A 14 does not hit, unfortunately.
Oh, come on. A surprise round, though.
Yeah, he was expecting something.
Come on.
He was definitely not being cut off guard.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Oh, dear.
For the first time in my life. Oh, shit.
We're going to go with, let's see. Yeah. Can't believe these dudes.
All right, how many are
sorry, there? What is wrong with my sheet?
I can't get my.
Here we go. I got it now.
I'm a little upset we didn't steal more from them. Got Flint. Talking about.
Oh, yeah.
What the f? So many die.
Well, they rolled like horse shit for their initiative for the most part, so that's good.
Perfect.
We need that.
Everybody all rolled up?
Yep. A loony.
Sweet.
Oh, you got a loony?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Ah.
Thanks. And Kenna can do stuff on Zuriel's.
Yeah, I think technically we're supposed to roll. She should roll for her own. I will say, having a familiar in the Chris Strahd game, I really hate that. I prefer to move with the familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding that hella annoying. So
I'm trying to find rolling initiative from the character sheet because it doesn't like that I. Maybe if I click her, does this work? Okay, I got it.
God, it's been so long since I've done anything.
No.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Wait, round?
How many spells can I have active?
I don't want to raid.
Actually, yes, that's a good point. Your spells, you need to prepare your spells. That's something when I worked on your sheet. So pick 7. Click the little book on the right-hand side.
You can
go through them. Flint's got to go first, and he attacks like 5 times.
Is prepared?
Oh, it's right here.
3?
Yes.
Okay.
40. Okay. So I show right there as 40. Well, okay, I'm not going to do that. I get to go first, right?
Yep.
All right.
The gunner who's talking to Roth is 45 feet away from you.
Okay, 45. And we've got... And he was the guy who had the pendant.
The fellow... Where is he? This fellow. Had the pendant.
We got that gunner right there. Okay. That's fine. Flint is going to move. Sorry. Here we go. First up, Flint's going to move. Like, let's say 20 feet. Why can't I move?
Because you were using the ruler to measure range. So you have to.
There we go. Flint's going to go 20 feet. He's going to bonus action Hunter's Mark, essentially our version of Hunter's Mark. Ranger's Quarry. Okay. And then he is going to take a shot at this guy with a hand crossbow. Yes. 19 to hit.
Are you shooting at this guy or at this guy?
Oh, I meant this guy, the gunner. The gunner, sorry.
Okay. You're just add,
can you
add
move the hunter's mark over? Sorry, I got
confused. Just use it again. It's fine. Just use it again. A 19 will definitely hit. Okay. By the way, when you do damage, there should be something mm-hmm. on your sheet. Or I should say on the little dialogue. This is new on the dialogue. After you hit the mm-hmm. attack button, it'll mm-hmm. show you, give you the option to roll crit or not crit.
Okay.
There should be a little colored thing that says something like plus 1d6 or Hunter's Mark or something like that. If you click that, okay. that will add the damage to it.
Okay.
Along cool. with your regular attack.
All right. Good. Damage. Oh, yeah. Okay. That. Well, I don't have that. I have normal or critical. Can I, will it show up after I hit, oh, here we go.
Yep.
Will it show up after I hit normal?
I can't see that, so I'm not sure.
Oh, it shows I've got quarry, which is right, and I've got slayer, which is right. And if I roll it.
Click those.
Can I just, oh, I click both of those. Okay.
Click both of those.
That's what I do. Then normal. Okay, got it. And we're going to go, hindered. Wait, unharmed. Hey, it shot the wrong guy, even though I have this guy selected.
That is very weird. Okay, I'll fix it.
Okay. So bonus action already did that, and now second attack. Same thing. Boom. 21.
That'll hit. You're not gonna get the 2d8 this time.
Oh. Does it show the breakdown?
5. Yep. All right, you got it. Clocked him with 2.
Okay, and then I don't have a bonus action, so I can't do all my extra thingies. Oh, and I have a repeating crossbow, though. I get one more, right?
No.
Did we change it? This is like our first time fighting since the redesign. Yeah. I'm hoping you'll keep me honest. I'm like, I know I can hit 4 times, but only with Celtidon.
It's only in melee. Melee is where you really shine for that.
I just wanted to take a couple of pot shots before we all got I got swarmed by 6 dudes.
Okay.
All right. So I think that's his turn. And he'll just shout, fight! in case it wasn't obvious, but I'm hoping that some of these guys come to our aid.
All right, Roth.
And he's got to say, ow, ow, because he just got a couple, you know, couple pins in him, man.
2 bolts sticking out of his side.
Man, I guess my time is up. I have on everything I can do. I really want to use something cool and like helpful to the party, but that's not happening. First I will do this as my bonus action. I'm going to challenge. Right. Keep him locked into me. Not that was going to be hard anyway. So a little bit of a waste of a thing. And then, why is my shield as a bonus action? That should just be an action, right?
Yep, to attack.
Yeah, but it says bonus action.
I think the bonus action is for the shield's ability.
Oh, so I should just be using unarmed strike?
Resistance. Your magic ability, if you use that to gain resistance to all damage, you can use that as a bonus action to do that. But if you want to beat on it, just click the shield, and then you'll have the option to attack one-handed or two-handed.
Got it. Yeah. We're going to.
Sixteen just hits.
Press damage?
Yep. All right.
Jesus Christ. So again, like a worthwhile player would click bless, and then, you know, like something else, but both of those were just out of rage. So there you go.
That's all right. So the first hit that you tried to cold cock him.
Yeah.
And he caught your shield because he was expecting it. But he did not expect you to keep going and force it up, and so you uppercut him. And he looks down, and he's got blood coming off of his lip now. He says, "You'll pay for that."
Yeah, maybe.
You did challenge him, too.
I did challenge him. Give him a wink.
All right, Noctis, show us your moves.
All right. Before I get started, do you have any combat rules I need to know about, flanking or anything special?
We allow flanking.
Classic flanking.
Okay.
Flankety, right, flankety.
Then Noctis is going to basically fly right over here, and I don't mean that literally, but I mean he moves quickly. Except, what is this here? Are these stairs that I can't get through?
Oh,
I can move you. Or, yeah. Hey. There we are.
Yeah.
He might be blocking right here.
Yeah.
The thingy.
Yeah, maybe.
So for you, it's a simple matter to vault over the steps.
I was going to say, you probably do a flip or something.
Nah. That's too showy. And so he is going to remember how he is supposed to fight, because this is his actual first fight.
Also my actual first fight.
It's so hard to figure out what the hell to do. There's so many options.
I feel like it's been a year.
All right.
I mean, it's got to be 6 months.
We'll be smooth. By the next round, we'll be smooth.
Yeah, there we go. First will be his nice special dagger. Which I'm guessing that is a miss. You're right, I do, for flanking. So let me try that again.
Oh, yeah.
Rules lawyer.
Wait,
there we go. That's looking a little better.
Oh, thank God.
All right. Thank you. I'm assuming that probably hits him, right? So.
Most decidedly, yes.
And, okay, a one. However, the nice thing about this is, because we are flanking and I had advantage, do I make it show up here? I don't actually know how to trigger my sneak attack in this here.
That is a good question.
Because I just click on it and it just expands it. Shows me the description.
I'll try. Okay, it worked for me.
Maybe I'll just
move the damage on the right hand side. Hit the damage.
Oh, it's because it probably is because it didn't think I had advantage. I don't know.
Maybe that could be. You've got the button though available for you to click. Oh, you know what? Maybe that's
and,
you
can't see. And that now it reason. Just disappeared from there my sheet because I tried to drag it over to favorites.
Okay, I'll do it for you this time.
Okay.
2 extra damage. All right.
Okay.
That was attack numero uno.
Yep. Yay. And my second attack will be an unarmed strike. It will be a, let's call it a palm heel strike to the chin.
This guy's chin is getting rocked.
Yeah.
Even if we all die, I'll have a broken jaw for sure.
That's for sure.
It is
fortunately
not
his surname is Iron Jaw.
Yeah. It is not allowing me to trigger that either. I can click on it and it says grapple or attack, but if I click on attack, the attack window never comes up. Let me try it a different way just to see if I can.
Is this under inventory, unarmed strike?
Yeah.
It should give you the option to attack or grapple or something else.
Yeah, if I click on it, the little button, the window comes up and it says unarmed strike. You can attack, grapple. The third one is actually blank, but I'm trying to click on attack and then it never brings up the attack window. You must target a token before rolling the attack. Okay, I'll target a token.
Do you have it?
See, is that? Nope.
Here, do you see the attack button on the right-hand side? It's working for me. I don't know why it's not working for you. Why don't you reload real quick?
Yeah, okay. I'll do that.
On the reload, I'm going to get a water.
No, we have a we have this set up a little differently than how we do it in Curse of Strahd. When you click on the, if you go to your character sheet and click on the, so it's under inventory, unarmed strike. If you click on the picture of that and then click attack, it should bring up a separate black window where you can choose between rolling advantage, normal, or disadvantage.
Does that that's what I was expecting. It wasn't, but let's try it again. Okay, I click on it. And I must target a token.
You are targeting a token, I think.
Well, let's see.
We haven't targeted?
I have selected the token. Do I need to do something different to T? Oh, I never used the keyboard. Okay. There we go. Attack. Click attack. There's the unarmed strike window. And then it just, there. Advantage.
There we are.
Rough.
That's
all that, so you can roll 4 and a 5.
I know. Well, that will be my turn.
Okay. Now you have a, did you use a bonus action by any chance?
I did not use my bonus action yet.
Okay. Do you wish to use your bonus action on something else, or might I recommend that you use it to use your martial arts? You can do a free without spending any key points or focus points to do 2. You can spend a focus point to do 2 more unarmed strikes, or you can do a bonus action for free and get 1 free one.
Oh, I must have missed that one. Yeah, I will take the free, also unarmed strike, I suppose. There we go.
Eighteen hits.
That's a better roll.
Better roll. All right, 7 damage. All right, he's a beefy boy, but you're doing some damage to him. Anything else?
No, that'll be it for me.
Okay. The hunter is up. All right, he's going to run up.
Flank chain.
He can do.
Yeah, we're all in a row.
Everybody, all flank. Right.
He hefts his axe. And takes a shot. 23 to hit. I know that hits.
Oh, that'll hit.
Damage does 6.
All right. I would like to reduce that. Again, how do I trigger reduce from deflect attacks? Oh, there it is.
Nice. Describe to me what you do.
That was an axe attack? Yes?
Yep.
Axe attack? Noctis does the very typical David Carradine kung fu move of only moving like 1 inch out of the way, the minimum that he actually has to do. And then now that he has reduced it to 0, he's going to do a focus point here to redirect that axe into this guy he was just attacking, the other gunner. And you will see him like both flat of his hands on the flat of the axe and just kind of like push it right over into that guy.
Okay.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Dexterity saving throw. Okay. Oh, he's got a 0. Well, rolls an 18. He manages to miss, but he's like, what the hell? All right, second attack from the hunter.
They don't get 2 attacks, only we get 2 attacks.
Yeah. Even with advantage, roll 2 4s I rolled. That's a miss. Okay. And then he is going to move up and end his turn. Looney is up.
Okay. Looney will... Does she have 30 feet of movement?
Yep.
Okay.
Nice.
Just a perfect little line.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Damn.
Got him lined up.
Doing the loony things.
Sasha.
A loony wants did more damage than the entire rest of the party combined just with one grease fire.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, three fails. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why it says zero damage. What does this do? Forget.
The creature covered in the fluid takes 2d4 acid damage at the start of each of its turns until the end of the spell's duration. So, and it's just automatically going to happen unless they spend a whole action to scrape it off.
Yep.
All right. A loony doing a loony.
They won't soon forget a loony.
No.
I don't think I can do anything else.
Okay.
Any bonus actions are helpful.
All right, the gunner is up next. All right, the gunner is, he's going to take a, he's the only one who avoided the splash. He kind of ducked and dodged. He's going to move back, and he is going to take one of these barrels here, and he's going to toss it onto the floor and create cover for himself.
Guerrilla war tactics then, here.
And then he is going to target a loony. With his hunting rifle. Uh, 23 to hit. Will hit.
Oh, dear.
Dealing 13 damage to our dear alchemists.
Ow!
Ah, and she has to concentrate.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Roll me a concentration throw. There's a button on the right-hand side there.
Oh, I rolled it Presario by X. That's weird. Okay,
it works, though.
Would have been... she has better con than me, so should pass.
Yeah. Okay, next up is Zariel.
Let me just check some ranges real quick. Oh, they think they can hide. It's so cute.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh boy.
So Zariel just rolls her eyes and is like, oh, fuck this shit. And leans down and touches the ground, and you see like a trail of blackness running from her hand over towards them, like it's eagerly seeking life.
They're only able to get two.
It feels like I should be able to get those other two also. I don't know why.
It looks like they're within the square, but I don't know why I didn't get them.
I will roll for them separately. This is a strength saving throw.
Yep.
Okay. They're not strong. That's a failure. He's very strong. And roll like shit. You hit all of them.
Okay.
And what did that do?
They take the 6 damage or whatever. They're restrained.
Mm.
So speed 0. Their attack rolls have disadvantage. And they have disadvantage on dex saving throws. And anyone attacking them has advantage.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm going to duck under this table. So hit them before I lose concentration, please.
Understood.
Okay. Is that thing going to continue doing damage to them? Oh, yeah, it's difficult terrain. God.
Yep.
All right.
So even if they save next time, it's still difficult terrain.
Okay. Okay. Ranger is up. He managed to avoid all of that crap somehow. He is going to walk up. Happens to be flanking already very nicely. And, oh, I'm sorry. He is a ranger. He is not a hunter. He is actually instead going to Hunter's Mark Noctis.
Before you decide to hit him, I have 2 points of clarification.
Okay.
5 feet is literally has to be next to me, right?
Correct.
Noctis isn't 5 feet from me? Tip to tip?
No.
Damn it. That'd have been sweet. Second, I don't see my aura of the protector up. And it doesn't have a range for me.
If
the aura is 5 feet, I mean, that's fine, but I don't know what the range is because it doesn't say. And it isn't displayed.
Of the protector, I believe it's within your regular aura, which is, I think, 10 feet.
Okay, so he is in that aura. Yeah.
He is. And we'll make sure if he takes damage, we'll make sure that the damage reduction is actually working.
Yeah, got it.
Okay. So yes, with that, he will take his shot with a very heavy crossbow. 24 hits.
Ouch.
Dealing 13 damage. And yes, it looks like when I apply that, you're going to take 10. So yes, you can thank your buddy Roth for 3 less damage.
Did it do it automatically?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, because cool. I just don't see like it anywhere, but that's good that it does it. Thank you.
Yep.
It worked. Thanks, Ross.
Yeah, I would have done more if we were actually next to each other.
Ah, well.
Yeah, flanking's good too.
Ross' whole thing is sacrifice and protection.
Yep.
All right, this hunter, first thing he does is take 5 damage from the caustic brute acid. He is restrained. What does restrain mean now? Let's see. His speed 0, roll disadvantage, and okay. And how can he escape, Kelly? How does he escape the restraint condition?
End of his turn, he rolls again, and if he fails, he takes the damage and is restrained again.
Okay. All right, he is going to use his action, since he can't move, he's going to use his action to get rid of, he's going to scrape that caustic crap off of him, so he's not going to take any further damage from that. That's his action. He cannot move. I'm going to end his turn, and we're going to see if it's going to prompt him to roll. No. Okay. So, strength saving throw?
Yeah, strength saving throw.
Okay. 21. I think that's going to free him.
Yep.
All right. Okay, and then the other That was his turn. The other ranger, she's going to take 4 damage. And then she is also going to remove that slime. End her turn and make a saving throw. Six. Yeah. So she takes damage.
Yeah, I guess I'll just roll it. I don't know how to apply it. I'll just roll it. It's easier.
I'll apply it. That's fine.
7.
Okay. These tentacles of black shadow are wrapping around her, and they start to squeeze.
Just turn this bar into a horror movie for all these poor patrons.
Yeah. The patrons, yeah, they're going to get to move. Oh, actually, it is the top of the round. So before we have Flint go again, I'm going to move for all the patrons. And they all scream and lose their ever-loving minds and run away as far as they can.
That one half-bow guy. It's going to wake up and be surprised.
We're also, like, fully blocking the door.
Yeah, the passed out guy, here, I'm going to mark him as sleeping, because he is sleeping through this.
Nice.
Oscar dives behind the bar and hides.
He should yell, "Alone, hey!"
Oh, yeah.
Damn it!
He says, "This always happens when she's around."
Ooh, that's a little... Oh, boy.
Probably true.
All the patrons running away. Let's see. This one, yep, she's running that way. This guy is running that way. I think that's all of them. Yes. Okay, Flint, you're up. This will be our last round for the evening.
Yeah, I was going to say, time check. We're good for one more round.
I have everybody a pretty good early for one more. I actually might need to.
You want to cut it? Let's cut it. All right.
I have a 7 a.m. meeting.
We'll call it. I know what Flint's going to do next time, though. But
let's get I've read through most of my character sheets, so I feel good again.
All right.
Good.
Everyone else's turn's just reading. I was like, I forget what I can do.
I read the whole time. Also, I totally missed that I have extra attack.
Oh, yeah, you should have
a second. I missed that.
I didn't ask about that, but I thought maybe you like were weird and didn't.
Dude,
honestly, you never know.
It's better for the story. It's better for the story.
Yeah.
Rob,
there's so like, much in this character sheet. Oh my god.
Aluni's just injured them a little bit, but also wasted a bunch of turns, like wiping acid off. That's great.
Also, yeah, that was super good.
That is pretty good.
Check out the sleeping patron. This is a new little thing. You can see the little Z's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was noticing that.
Oh, that's cool. That's so good.
That's pretty good.
All right. Well, let's mess these guys up next time. When are we meeting?
Yeah. Week from today.
Sheila had a preference. Sheila asked, she said that the only day that she can do next week is Tuesday. But if there's another day that works better for multiple people, she's outvoted.
I don't think it matters to me what evening it is, mostly.
You guys can do what Tuesday. What time do we start? I'll be out.
7:30.
Okay. You'll be out Tuesday?
I would be out Tuesday, but if Sheila can get back in and everybody else can do it, I think that's fine.
Yeah, that's a good question. I could come late Tuesday. I'm free the other nights of the week next week, though.
All right.
Thanks, Sheila.
Yeah.
She should be less busy.
She's busy. Yeah.
Certain times of the year are worse for her. Let's do Thursday normal.
Yeah, let's do something else since we're fighting and we'll probably keep fighting for a while.
I was going to say, her character probably won't even... we'll be fighting for a bit.
Yeah, that could take much of the next session.
We are slow.
Also, okay. OMG Artemis. What the hell?
Awesome.
Did you know?
What was that?
Did you know that that was going to happen?
Well, I know about Artemis.
Artemis was a person in your backstory, but you didn't know that she was going to show up or that it was Sheila.
Right.
Awesome. Nice. That's going
to
be sick.
I'm actually pretty shocked about that. Like, it's one thing to have Artemis show up. It's another thing to have Artemis show up, like, theoretically as a PC here. Like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Now, I will say, many of our PCs come and go, so you never know.
I mean, it was a delight. That was the most fun I've had role-playing in a long time. So
yeah, that was a good role-play session. There are other things I want to ask. So we need another talking.
Oh, for sure. I think we'll keep talking.
Like, what the fuck is with this creature?
Mm. You want to brought up more questions.
Yeah,
for sure.
It'll be good. All right, I'll see you next week.
Bye. All right.
Okay, next Thursday.
Take it easy, guys.
See you next time.